Hey, if you're listening to this podcast and you're still subscribed and you got the notification and you still played the episode, I want to say thank you for your patience, for your persistence, for your belief and faith, for your trust that this is a platform that you can learn and really be able to understand what it might take for you to build, for you to create, for you to drive impact in the world. For the last couple of months, the business I was trying to build got in the way of the podcast I was trying to make. So I'm building Lucha, which is a podcast network, which is meant to really unmute the next generation of creators, people that are telling really meaningful stories, people that want to share information, journeys, the process of things that other people really care about, a platform to really inspire and enable as many people as possible to start creating and building the things that they care about. And my podcast was meant to do something similar, which is really help young entrepreneurs, young creators, and young people learn from people that they might not have access to. But more than that, people that were willing to be vulnerable to share their process, the failures that they're going through, the things that they were struggling with, things they had to overcome, and the challenges that you'll probably face if you want to create or build something that actually has meaning. So this little small snippet is really to say, I'm grateful for the journey that I'm going through. However difficult it's been to try and build a podcast business, it's really, really been the greatest test that I've ever had. Creating the podcast felt much more seamless. It felt, you know, almost like I didn't have to do work to make it happen because it just felt like it was a part of me. But that process of trying to build a business versus the process of creating something like a podcast is so different. And sometimes the work to try and build the business gets in the way of trying to create the things that can actually drive impact. And what this small moment that we're sharing here is about is me just saying, I appreciate the patience and the persistence that you might have had to say, I hope he figures it out. I hope he takes his time to try and fail as many times as possible, but really figures it out in the end, finds the answers, and really is able to get to a point where the creating isn't secondary to the work that has to happen to sustain the business. And I think that's a crazy balance that most people don't talk about, is as much as we're doing this amazing, you know, creative work, there's still a business to be run, and there's still a process that is so far removed from just creating the content and putting out and sharing that and trying to get people to listen. There's so much more that's happening now that I didn't think I'd have to experience. It's been the wildest experience. So if you're listening to this podcast, I hope this is the sort of line drawn in the sand to say I am recommitting to finding entrepreneurs, creators, professionals, people that have influence, people that are driving impact, people that are deeply invested in sharing their process to help you learn, to help you build, to help you grow. As cheesy as that sounds, I really hope you know this. I hope you know that I didn't abandon this platform because I was too lazy to be able to execute it. The business took priority because we needed to survive for this to exist. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're a creator, you'll know you'll have to make these sacrifices, these crazy decisions where you need to know what's the right thing to do, even when you know you might be hurting someone else in the process. And there is hurting. there's people that have said to me, yo, what's happening? You know, what's wrong with your podcast? Why aren't you making podcasts? I'm like, I can't. I don't know how to anymore. I'm learning how to build a podcast business, but I've actually lost my ability or even just talent, if there was any, and I think there was, to build or create a really great podcast. But this is the line in the sand to say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it right. And to end this off, I want to say something else. I think like something that really, really has been sort of a focus for me, something that I think is a message that everyone deserves to hear, something that I hope you hear and understand really has become part of what we all might need right now. I wish more young people had room to fail and time to figure it out. Nothing makes building things better than knowing failure won't be fatal, and every attempt is just you growing through the process. Everyone building anything deserves some room to fail forward, improve service, develop their product, and serve their customers better. It's never an instant thing that happens, especially at the beginning. The best thing you can give someone that you love is room to fail. The space to try something new, create something they love, and build something they believe in without the fear of judgment if they fail. It unleashes something special. Just a space for you to try new things, test them, and fail without having a permanent impact on your life or well-being. Room to fail gives you time to figure it out, which gives you space to find the right answers. Is there room to fail in your life? This is how I'm creating that for myself.